It's time to start talking more and more about silver. And the reason why is because China is stacking silver and we're watching the silver price move up. Silver. Silver. Type one if you like silver. You know, I'm an investor in silver because I invest in it based off of fundamentals. And the story I want to go over today about China now cornering 80% of the world's solar silver market. Now, a lot of people get very confused when they talk about silver. They only think about this. And they think that if they go to a store and they see this in the store, there's not a shortage of silver. There actually is. And there's one thing that scares countries like China or concerns them when they're trying to buy silver to build electronics like your cell phone, which cannot be built without silver. It is physically impossible. They cannot figure a way to use copper, no matter what anybody tells you, is that this dictates the price. Now, why do I say that? Because a lot of people are going to tell me I'm wrong because they're going to say, no, Ninja, it's the futures. It's the stock market. It's the paper derivatives price. Well, you have to understand that one of the fundamentals that drives the futures market when it comes to silver and the stocks, the paper shares of silver, is those investors, when they see on the news that nobody can go and get an ounce of silver at a coin shop, or they went to Costco trying to get a good deal on silver and they're out, then that throws out panic. You see, because to most people, this being able to go into a store and pick up an ounce of silver. And right now, what's an ounce of silver going to cost you? Put the price of silver as it is right now down below. I'm going to guess, I have not seen it today, $29.56. That's going to be my guess. Let me know down below what it is. It costs you right now, you know, a few dollars over spot to go buy an ounce of silver. And in doing so, you've now just become an elite investor because less than one half of 1% of anyone in this nation has a single ounce of silver. Isn't that weird? You could do that right now. Hey, $29.51, pretty close. See, my point being is that to be wealthy, you have to think like a wealthy person. China is one of the wealthiest nations on earth, and they are cornering the silver market as we speak. Wouldn't it be nice to just go out and pick up a couple of these? But yet most people aren't investors, they're speculators. So they look at the price, and it hasn't done much, and they don't care. Well, you know what price hasn't done a whole lot? Anyone, please jump on Google real quick and YouTube or Google the price of rhodium. R-H-O-I-D-U-M, I believe, or R-H-O-D-I-U-M, whichever way you want to spell it. Put up the price of rhodium. And I also want to remind people the price of certain stocks that everyone sort of mocked a long time ago, like Tesla. You know, a company that was making an electric car and there's no way they're going to succeed. They're actually going to fail. You know, people actually used to mock a lot of things that now is mainstream and everybody wants to do it. As a matter of fact, I hear people all the time mocking, it's $46.75. Well, it's taken quite a dip. It was up there like $28,000 for a short period of time. But the price of rhodium used to be half the price of gold in the year 1999. And it always was pretty much about the half of the price of gold. But now it's sitting at $4,600 an ounce. And the reason why is because the world figured out, oh, crap, without rhodium, we can't build catalytic converters to do what they do. Most people think it's platinum and palladium, but platinum and palladium, unless mixed with rhodium, combined with rhodium, they actually can't do what they are designed to do, the catalytic converter is designed to do. And it's the same way with Tesla, you know, or these shares or Bitcoin, where it's like they mock the company, they mock the asset, the underlying asset, and then they have no concept why, really why it went up, but it's just really cool because I figured it out on TikTok. Well, this, in my opinion, is going to be one day worth more than an ounce of gold. Why? Because countries like China figured it out and they're buying it up slowly, but they're buying it up in a proper way to where it doesn't spook investors. And they've been doing this for the greater part of two decades. I know it sounds crazy, but there will be a day, type one if you agree, an ounce of silver will be worth more than gold. I can't tell you when. It's not my job. But check this story out. And this, for all of the stacking community, and hey, type two if you're a silver stacker, or actually, no, hashtag silver. Let's hashtag the crap out of silver so that the world gets it, figures it out. A report just came out that China controls 80% of the solar silver supply chain. Now, this is completely separate than investable-grade silver. As a matter of fact, investment-grade silver makes up the smallest portion of the world's silver, but it has the deepest impact when it comes to the emotions and the mindset of investors. And you don't have to be an investor in gold or in silver to know that when the price rises, crap's hitting the fan. Look at all the silver stackers here. Isn't it nice to be in the same community? It says, given Janet Yellen's China trip and concerns about their solar industry dominance, and a recent report by B of A describing said dominance, we thought it would be appropriate to break down silver's supply chain contribution to the solar value chain. You know, I want to actually throw something out there. How many of you, by a show of a hand emoji, or any emoji, have noticed all of the upticks in thefts of catalytic converters in the last couple of years? As we see platinum and palladium rising, we see thieves going out and robbing people. As a matter of fact, a Hollywood star, a soap opera star, was recently tragically murdered, shot and killed in an actual theft of his catalytic converter. And he lived in LA, so I'm sure he wasn't, I don't know about his second rights beliefs, but I'm sure he wasn't armed. And he was shot and I believe killed during this. It was absolutely horrible. I believe that you're going to see thefts on a wide scale of solar panels one of these days. There will be thieves on roofs ripping solar panels off of roofs because you can actually, it's funny, in a catalytic converter, you can't see the metal. But in a solar panel, you look at those lines in a solar panel, that's pure silver. Think about that. But right now, an ounce of silver sits at $30. Platinum and palladium, well higher than that. And so the psychological, you know, means, hey, we're going to get more money from the platinum. When in all reality, look at as the price of silver goes up, what's sitting on people's roofs? Think about that. Well, China knows this. And the report goes into a handful of things, like the Chinese silver supply chain, the value chain analysis, and solar panels, solar cells, what are they? And the bottom line says that China is not likely an exporter of silver. It says here, having gotten somewhat of a handle on silver supply, the purpose of this piece is to break down China's solar supply chain to better understand where demand trends. In doing so, we will also answer a question surrounding trends in China import-export matrix. Now, I've told the story before when I went to a pawn shop in Riverside, California, and I brought one of my family members that is a staunch non-supporter of buying silver. He is a staunch supporter of a 401k and stock market. And I told the story on this channel before about how the owner of the, I was trying to teach my family member this lesson, but the owner of the pawn shop said, I asked if you have any junk grade things that before you melt it down. He goes, honestly, it's so much easier for me to take it to the garment district because the Chinese give him top dollar for his gold and silver. They melt it, they assay it, they melt it down, and they ship it straight to China. China has been buying up our physical metal for a long time. And I honestly believe, and I'm going to throw this out there, okay, because this is a pretty bold statement. How many people love their Second Amendment rights, understand and cherish their Second Amendment rights? Put Second Amendment or just guns, freedom sticks, you know, boom, boom sticks and freedom seeds, guns and ammo down below. And then I also want you, if you believe that this is one of the most critical voting situations we've ever had, elections we've ever seen in our country's history or near history, I want you to type 10 down below and then go ahead and put who you're going to vote for. I'm going to ask you this. If you agree with both of those, hey, I love my Second Amendment rights, and I also believe that this is a very crucial election, I'm going to ask you this. There are people that just said yes to both of those that do not have a single ounce of silver. And I'm telling you, you're missing the entirely full view picture here. Not only is this a way for you to become an elite investor, I know it sounds crazy because it has nothing to do with the silver price, even though there is some moron out there that will tell me months from now, hey, the silver price hasn't gone anywhere. Maybe it goes to 28, maybe it goes to 31. I don't know. But they miss the actual point. China is taking the world's silver supply right now, slowly. And what is stopping you right now from driving down the street to a coin store or getting online. I'll put a link to an affiliate link. I've got a company I trust to physically deliver to you, but it's all about the price. I want you to get the best deal ever because I want you to have the most amount of this in your hands because I don't want China to have it. Does that make sense? Is that a fair thing to say? Type yes or no if that's a fair thing to say. Because I believe right now, just watching the comments explode when we're talking about our Second Amendment rights, when we're talking about the upcoming election, you know, I know that I have a lot of very intelligent people watching this channel. They're not, you know, glitz and glamour kind of crowd. They're realists. They're truth seekers. And they want to make this world a better place for themselves and their family, right? The only thing stopping you from going and getting some of this is you. Now, admit it down below. If you don't have any silver, admit it if you're planning on going to get it. Say, Ninja, I'm going to go buy an ounce of silver. I would really love it if you'd get two. And I know it sounds crazy, and I've done this so many times before. And to everybody that knows what I'm talking about is truth, I want you to answer down below in the comment section. I want you to buy two because I want you to contemplate your wealth and where you want to be. And at the same time, I want you to just do this and just tap the silver. How does that sound to you right now? You see, as you contemplate real wealth and you look down at what we've got here, wars have been fought over this. People have died over this. And they didn't even know that that was what they were fighting for. Because rich oligarchs wanted this. They wanted gold. They wanted true wealth. As they print paper money and lie to you that it's got value, they go and they go get this. They store it and they hoard it. See, pretty soon, I believe in the next few years, you are going to see the truth come out about the silver market, and it will show in the investment grade silver market. We are going to see, I believe, a busting of the COMEX because big entities, China being one of them, will be calling for delivery. They're going to be doing it on a specific date. There's a plan to sell bonds and do some other things in the markets, like call for delivery of metals, and they will happen within a couple of weeks of each other. I believe the calling for delivery of physical metals from our COMEX will happen first by a handful of entities, which will be other countries. They will call for physical delivery and at a pre-designated time. And they are going to put a crunch on that, and it's going to hit the media. A couple of weeks later, countries are going to combine their forces to sell bonds, causing our interest rates to explode higher, the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to intervene, which will show the true seriousness of our situation. It's a very important plan, and you have to be ready for it. This isn't supposed to scare you. And do you have time? Yeah, you got time. But I got to be honest with you. What would happen if you went out and bought a couple of these today and it plummeted to 20 bucks? It went from $29 to 20 bucks. What would you do? Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I'd go buy more. Because the same reason that caused me to go and buy two of these, I go, well, I could buy two more and now my dollar cost average is 25 bucks. Why wouldn't I do that? Shoot, now I can go buy four at 20 bucks. And my dollar cost average is $22.50. Would you look at that? People need to understand how valuable this is. China, and I'm not going to read you the whole report, but they have now taken 80% of the solar silver supply chain, and they are dominating the world in solar panels. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Right now, we're watching companies lose tons of money because I don't drink Bud Light. I'll never touch that stuff again. I don't care if Joe Rogan gets paid millions and millions and millions and millions and stupid millions of dollars to try and talk me into it. I ain't buying it. I vote with my money. I vote with my heart. And I also vote with my mind. And so we have the opportunity to take something back. Half of 1% of Americans have any of this, just one ounce. I'm not going to wait around for this to become the next rhodium story. I hope you got something out of this. If you're part of a silver stacking community, share the video because I think that this straightforward truth and logic will absolutely prevail. And we can destroy the algorithm and overtake it. And let's get a lot of people on board, Canadians, Mexicans, Africans. Let's go and take the silver market back. And let's make Dorothy's slippers silver again. If you know, you know. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.